Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
We had the world famous newsman Scott Budman on yesterday to us about the TikTok app and the bill that had been, it had included, among other things, a ban on TikTok. Basically, TikTok is a China-based, Chinese government-owned app that has great success here in America.
Huge.
Actually, worldwide success. Whatever it's doing, the people love it.
The TikTok is for real.
And because of, and I should mention, so the effort to ban TikTok goes back to Donald Trump's presidency. He first introduced the idea of getting rid of TikTok because of its Chinese government ownership. Or not. What is it? Who is it? What?
Right. Exactly.
It's a company called ByteDance, but isn't everything owned by the Chinese government? And so it's a whole thing. But in the end, it didn't get banned. It's still here. President Biden signed the bill yesterday that could ban TikTok.
Bill.
Now, if you read on here, and by the way, the very next thing that Trump said was, just so the kids know, Biden did this. So when it comes time to vote and you're worried about your TikTok, just know President Biden did this despite having also attempted to do the same.
Well, I mean, we all use things for our own political gain, don't we?
No question.
I'm always running around blaming things on other people just to make sure that I get your vote.
Other politicians are out there saying things like this. TikTok is not going away. There is no more capitalistic entity than an organization controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. They're going to sell it. They will sell it. They will keep it in business. It will be fine. You will not lose your TikTok. Now, I don't know if that's in fact true, but they do feel confident that there's no way they would just let this thing and its success be banned.
Mm-hmm.
So what American company would they feel comfortable working with? That's still to be determined. I can imagine, and Scott mentioned this yesterday, I can imagine there are companies saying, yeah, we'll get in. We'd love to get in on that action.
Right.
And you know, for example, while Google has had great success with many things.
Yes. Oh, it really
Gmail,
has.
Great. YouTube, great.
Big.
And I believe they have launched things in an effort to compete with TikTok. There's Instagram and Facebook did Reels.
Yep.
And there's something called YouTube Shorts. Anybody?
Oh, yeah. All day.
All day?
Yeah.
Leave it to Brandon to have a clue what the hell's going on.
They say in the reading I've done that YouTube Shorts was introduced to compete with TikTok.
Yeah,
does it?
It does, because I'm on YouTube more than I am on Instagram, I find myself falling down that rabbit hole sometimes of YouTube Shorts. But the algorithm still isn't as good. And just the same as Instagram, they both are copying TikTok.
Yeah, the Reels thing, I find it to be very aggravating when I'm on Instagram and I'm really just trying to watch somebody's thing, and then the next thing I know I'm somewhere else. I'm in Reels and I don't know how to get back, and I'm just like an old person going, that's right when I tell it.
Back to the political element of this, the ban wouldn't be in play until after the election. So they've done that very specifically, and yet it will end up becoming part of the banter that they throw back and forth at each other. The bottom line is the bill got signed, and now it's up to the company and some American company to work out to negotiate a deal where that data that your kids and your friends and all the people are giving currently
really
will not be in the hands of the Chinese government. That's the ultimate goal. So it's been signed. We won't be dealing with this in real life until 2025. So you've got your app through the year.
Nice.
Makes me happy that I don't care about TikTok.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit, yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity? Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media? Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.